Good morning, this is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. India AI Impact Summit 2026 to adopt leaders' declaration in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs roundtable with business leaders, lauds shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. US President Donald Trump's Board of Peace commits more than $7 billion for Gaza relief package. Former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol sentenced to life in prison over his attempts to impose military rule. And in cricket, Karnataka enter final of Ranji Trophy after 11 years. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the summit yesterday and welcomed world leaders. The five-day summit began on the 16th of this month and will conclude tomorrow. The leaders' declaration will be adopted today. More from our correspondent.
On the fifth day of the summit today, the leaders' declaration will be adopted, affirming collective commitments and outlining a shared roadmap for global AI governance and collaboration. High-level GPAI council meetings will take place today. Additionally, member countries will review progress aligned with priorities to strengthen multilateral cooperation on responsible and inclusive AI. To strengthen the AI ecosystem in the country, the government has approved an outlay of over 10,000 crore rupees for the India AI mission. The summit is witnessing participation from over 500 AI leaders and more than 100 founders and chief executive officers. 150 academicians and researchers and nearly 400 chief technical officers joining the event. Following the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors, the India AI Impact Summit will remain open till tomorrow. The summit marks a significant milestone in India's push for responsible and inclusive artificial intelligence. With Dilnasi Arju, Ankit Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the CEO roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking and focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth. Mr. Modi said that it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. The inaugural Board of Peace meeting was concluded in Washington, D.C. last night. Addressing the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump announced commitments of more than $7 billion U.S. dollars towards the Gaza relief package from members of the Board of Peace.
Since the hard-won ceasefire of last October, the United States and our partners have facilitated the delivery of vast amounts of humanitarian aid, numbers that nobody's ever seen before. In November, the United Nations Security Council unanimously approved the Board of Peace, and last month in Davos, we welcomed over two dozen members to this very important new organization.
Mr. Trump signed the unanimously passed resolution establishing the principles of financial integrity and transparency that will guide the Board of Peace. Mr. Trump further said that since the hard-won ceasefire of last October, the United States and its partners have facilitated the delivery of vast amounts of humanitarian aid to Gaza. U.S. President has warned Iran to come to terms with the United States on a nuclear deal within 10 to 15 days. Interacting with reporters after the Board of Peace inaugural meeting, President Trump stated that the U.S. wants to reach an agreement. However, he added that if no deal is made, it will be unfortunate for Iran.
All of these countries are working together around the vision of a Middle East that is free from the curse of extremism and terror. And now is the time for Iran to join us on a path that will complete what we're doing. If they join us, that'll be great. If they don't join us, that'll be great too. But it'll be a very different path. They cannot continue to threaten the stability of the entire region. They must make a deal. Or if that doesn't happen, bad things will happen if it doesn't.
Earlier, Iran had refused to meet U.S. and Israeli demands to reduce its missile program or stop supporting various armed groups. Iran and Russia held joint military drills as a second American aircraft carrier arrived in the Middle East yesterday. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been sentenced to life in prison over his attempt of imposing military rule during his tenure. The judge said that the former South Korean president was found guilty of leading an insurrection and imposition of martial law. In December 2024, then South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol made an attempt to impose military rule to reassert his leadership, but his order lasted for only around 6 hours. The former South Korean president was ousted from office after being impeached by lawmakers for declaring martial law and sending troops to surround the National Assembly on the 3rd of December 2024. In domestic cricket, Karnataka have entered the final of the Ranji Trophy after 11 years. In the second semi-final, the match between Karnataka and Uttarakhand was drawn on the fifth and final day at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow yesterday. However, the massive first innings lead was enough for Karnataka to enter the final. Devdutt Padikkal led Karnataka, scored 736 runs in their first innings, while Uttarakhand were bundled out for just 233 runs. In the second innings, Karnataka scored 323 runs and then Uttarakhand were 260 for 6 at stumps on the fifth and final day. As a result, the match was drawn. Devdutt Padikkal was adjudged player of the match for his double century in the first innings. Karnataka will now face Jammu and Kashmir in the final match at the KSCA Hubli Cricket Ground in Karnataka from the 24th of this month. Jammu and Kashmir will eye their maiden Ranji Trophy title, having reached the final for the first time. In the ICC T20 World Cup, Afghanistan defeated Canada by 82 runs in a Group D match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. After being invited to bat first, Afghanistan scored 200 runs in the stipulated 20 overs, with Ibrahim Zadran's unbeaten innings of 95 runs in just 56 balls. For Canada, Jaskaran Singh picked up 3 wickets. In response, Canada managed to score only 118 runs at the loss of 8 wickets. Harsh Thakur scored 30 runs for Canada. For Afghanistan, Mohammad Nabi bagged 4 wickets, while skipper Rashid Khan also picked up 2 wickets. Ibrahim Zardan was adjudged player of the match. In another match of the day, Zimbabwe registered a 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka in Group B match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last evening. Earlier, West Indies defeated Italy by 42 runs in their final Group C clash at the Eden Gardens in the afternoon. Today, Australia will take on Oman in the last Group B encounter at the Pallikalle International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Pakistan Hockey Federation President Tariq Bukhti has resigned from his post following mismanagement at Pakistan's recent Australia tour during the FIH Pro League. Before resigning from his post, Mr. Bukhti also imposed a 2-year ban on Pakistan hockey team skipper Ahmad Shakil Bhatt for criticizing the federation for the mismanagement. The hockey team captain addressed the media after returning from Australia and alleged that the players spent hours on the road after the hotel earmarked for them declined them entry for lack of an advance payment by the Hockey Federation. He also alleged that the players were forced to cook food for themselves and clean the dishes as there was complete mismanagement from the Federation. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India AI Impact Summit 2026 to adopt Leaders' Declaration in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs roundtable with business leaders. Lords shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. US President Donald Trump's Board of Peace commits more than $7 billion for Gaza relief package. Former South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol sentenced to life in prison over his attempt to impose military rule. And in cricket, Karnataka enter final of the Ranji Trophy after 11 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.